More than a billion people worldwide don't have access to clean drinking water, and every year between 3 and 5 million people who drink contaminated water die from diarrhea, cholera, and other waterborne diseases. Many poor countries have made little headway in tackling these problems, so the World Bank and International Monetary Fund have urged them to turn their water utilities over to private companies. Opponents say water is such a basic human need that it shouldn't be sold for a profit. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Rudolph Amenga-Itego, a public health activist in Ghana, is holding a glass tube containing what looks like a single 6-foot-long strand of spaghetti. It's a guinea worm. Tens of thousands of Ghanaians have these parasites living inside them.
This thing can come out from anywhere, from the leg, from the tongue, anywhere.
Guinea worm incapacitates people for months.
You are completely unproductive. You're a school child. You can't go to school. If you are somebody who sells in the market, you can't go to the market. You can't go to the farm. You are completely down and you cannot be useful to yourself.
People get guinea worm by drinking contaminated, stagnant water. In Ghana and elsewhere, poor people often have few alternatives. World Bank water specialist John Briscoe says the utilities in many countries have been crumbling for decades, at the same time that populations in cities and surrounding slums have skyrocketed.
If you go in and see the pipes, there's more hole than there is pipe in those cities. Basically, they've had decades of complete lack of maintenance, neglect of infrastructure. The people who get the water supply get a supply that's often very contaminated, and worst of all are a very large number of people, and it's always the poor, who don't get any service from the utilities at all.
So, Briscoe says, the poor turn elsewhere.
You can go to any city in the developing world, virtually any city in the developing world, and you'll find a whole industry of people selling water out of trucks, water vendors, who are selling water at 10 times the rate that you and I pay for water in Washington, D.C., to people whose income is less than a dollar a day.
World Bank officials say millions of dollars they've lent to help government-run utilities patch old pipes and build new ones have gone down the drain. Warwick Smith, who specializes in privatization at the bank, says one big reason is inefficiency. He says utilities in developing countries often provide jobs to the politically well-connected and have 20 times more employees than they need. And he says fees for water often are too low or just aren't collected.
Rather than people actually paying their bill, they would pay the employee of the state company a proportion of the bill, which they would then get to keep themselves, and the money would never be captured by the company.
So repairs aren't made, water gushes from broken pipes, and money hemorrhages even faster. Smith says privatizing water service can provide the market discipline and investment capital needed to break this vicious cycle. Private companies have been managing water in France since the 1850s, and today two French-based conglomerates dominate the industry. Between them, they serve 230 million people, mostly in Europe and the Middle East, the fifth market developed world. John Bush said there, the poor and earning a profit can go hand in hand.
Carrying water around in trucks and on people's shoulders, is a very, very inefficient way to provide the service. So you could go in and you could provide service to people, to poor people, at a fraction of what they're now paying, and they pay the full cost of that service.
The bank has funded more than 200 private water projects in the past 12 years and says the vast majority have succeeded. Critics like Samir Dasani of the Citizens Network on Essential Services challenge the bank's definition of success. He says private companies often corner charge or deliver less than promised.
There's a study the property sure doesn't listen get out either.
Process India, Pakistan, South Africa, and a number of South American countries, including Bolivia. In Cochabamba, Bolivia, as in many places, rate hikes were the flashpoint.
Just to give you an idea, families in Cochabamba had to give at least a quarter of their earnings just to pay for water.
Former shoe factory worker Oscar Oliveira led the opposition. Protesters poured into the streets of Cochabamba to send a message to the government.
Que el agua es un derecho de todos, que nadie es dueño del agua.
That water is a human right of everyone, that nobody owns water. Water's a right for animals and people and plants.
The protests turned into riots, and the Bolivian government revoked the contract. Opponents say rate hikes have backfired elsewhere.
Water is a human right of everyone, that nobody owns water. Water's a right for animals and people and plants.
The protests turned into riots, and the Bolivian government revoked the contract. Opponents say rate hikes have backfired elsewhere, too. In Ghana, for instance, the government nearly doubled water fees to attract private bidders. But Rudolf Omenga-Itego says this prompted more people to drink pond water and contract guinea worm.
We are spending more trying to eradicate guinea worm than we otherwise spend providing clean water to these people.
Nancy Alexander of Citizens Network for Essential Services says private companies simply don't have the same mandate to serve the public interest that governments do.
Especially in poor countries, you're talking about what the economists call profitable population, people who in many cases don't have the money to purchase a water connection or to purchase their monthly allocation of water. And of course, the private sector is always looking at its bottom line.
And private companies may screw
interest.
Advocates of privatized water quality and the environment, according to Peter Glick, who directs the Pacific Institute for Studies in Development, Environment, and Security.
Ironically, the places around the world where privatization looks most attractive are the places where governments have been the weakest and have failed to meet basic human needs for water for their people. But where governments are the weakest is where privatization is most likely to fail, because when you have weak governments, you cannot have the oversight that's necessary to protect the public interest.
Advocates of privatization say there are ways around these problems, such as improved regulations and water vouchers for the very poor. They're worried privatization could slow, not because of activist qualms, but because of investors' worries. The French company Suez suffered huge losses when Argentina's economy collapsed, and economic turmoil has made all developing countries look more risky in recent years. But supporters say, whatever its flaws, privatizing water offers a way out of a public health emergency and is a far better alternative than doing nothing. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.